I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Welcome. It's second date update. Now, every hour on the 40s, and today Tom is joining us. Tom, what is going on? What is the latest with Madeline?
Any news from her?
No, not at all. She totally ghosted me completely.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the first date?
I went to this great bar I always go to, and it's like a friendly, familiar place that I love. But we just hung out for two hours, and she went home.
Okay. And you were laughing and having a good time. You thought there was good conversation flow.
Couple hours, that's kind of, I would have thought that's optimistic. Can you think of anything that maybe went wrong during the conversation or on the date or whatever?
The only thing I could think of is that we ran into a friend of mine. Maybe he had said something or told her something, asked her something. I don't think he said anything wrong.
Weird. Okay.
Let's see if we can't get Madeline on the phone and get some answers, Tom, because it seems to be you're a little confused by this, and obviously we are too if we can't figure it out between us. So you hold on right there, Tom. We're going to call Madeline right now. Hold tight.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Madeline, please?
This is Madeline.
Yeah. Hi, Madeline. Sorry to trouble you this morning. It's not a sales call or anything like that, but we got to tell you up front here, you're on the radio because it's Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning show here on 102.9 The Wolf.
Really?
Yeah. Would you have a moment to speak to us regarding a date you went on a few weeks ago with a gentleman named Tom? Yeah, and Madeline, I know this is out of the blue, but the reason we're calling is because Tom just had a great first date with you, and he would just like to know why you're not getting back to him.
I just don't think we're going to get along in the future.
What do you mean?
He did something that I thought was a little weird to me, and it rubbed me the wrong way.
Okay, and could you tell us what he did?
He took a sip of my drink without asking.
Okay. So he just reached over. You're there having a conversation. You're at the bar, and he just grabbed your drink, and he took a sip.
Yeah. Okay. And I was like, dude, like, what was that? That's my drink. If you want to taste it, just ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just like you're sitting there at a high top or whatever at the bar, he just grabs your drink out of nowhere.
Yes, out of nowhere.
Did you say anything? Or were you just thinking
so
all this?
I was so shocked.
Yeah.
I was just so shocked that I did say something to my friends later, but I didn't say anything in the moment because I was just so shocked.
Yeah, and so this is a big offense. So, was it because germs? Is that the big reason? Or just because, hey, that's mine, and if you'd like some of mine, you should ask first? So it's rude, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, it's rude.
And Madeline, that's honestly, I understand that. But Tom, who contacted us, we talked to him on the radio like 5 minutes ago. And he is actually listening in on the other line. And if we could just put the two of you together, I think he deserves to hear this, like, from you. And this is the reason why you're not getting back to him. Would you consider just for 1 minute a promise just speaking to him and talking to him about this? And we'll be
I'll talk to him.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't know about you know, reconnecting.
Okay. No, that's great. Hold, just stay put. Hold on right there. Hey, Tom.
Hello?
Tom, can you hear us?
Yeah, hi.
Were you able to hear Madeline and why she's not getting back to you?
I mean, yeah, I hear what she's saying, but I don't understand it.
Okay.
So did you take a sip of her drink?
I mean, yeah, I tried a drink.
Okay. Do you want to apologize?
I paid for it. I don't know what the problem is.
Well, that doesn't matter. It's mine. Like, you need to ask me if you can take a sip.
But you wouldn't even have it if I didn't pay for it.
Okay, but once it's given to me, it's my drink.
Yeah, but, I mean, I paid for it.
What are you talking about? I could have just paid for it myself.
You see what I'm saying?
It doesn't matter because it's my drink. And I don't know this man. It was our first date.
All right, like, so we got to...
I could be a germaphobe.
All right, we got to get to...
It's a little weird. Yeah, I get that.
We got to get to the... Do you want to see... You obviously don't want to see Tom again, Madeline.
Yeah, no, Tom, I don't think we'd be a good match.
Well, Tom, here's the great thing. Next time you can go out by yourself, buy two drinks, and drink the other person's drink all you want, all right? Exactly. All right, well, guys, best of luck to you out there. We know dating is tough, but we appreciate you, Tom, reaching out. And thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf. Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week. Hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.